We're talking today with Stephen Tillinghouse, who's the National FFA Officer Candidate for the state of Oklahoma. Stephen, tell me a little bit. First of all, you've got an interesting story. You're the unique officer candidate from the entire United States for one particular aspect of your FFA career, and what is that?
You know, there's 38 candidates for the national FFA office this year. 37 of those were past state officers. I am one of those that was not. It's very, very different perspective, very different idea of what FFA is like. Something that I possibly might be able to bring to a FFA officer team along the lines of seeing the other side of FFA when you're not going straight from leadership role to leadership role in the FFA jacket.
Now, given that, you did obviously have to compete against some former state officers to become the representative for Oklahoma, right?
I did. When I interviewed back in July for the nomination, three of the state officers from last year's team all sought the same nomination. And it was about a 45-minute to one-hour interview, and I felt really good coming out of it and just knowing that if I was selected, you know, that is great. I'd love to continue to find that way to serve and hopefully be able to serve as a national officer. If I didn't, I know that the three of them would do a great job as well, but they were stiff competition nonetheless.
Tell me a little bit about your FFA and career and involvement there at Owosso.
Well, in Owosso, I was involved in a entrepreneurship as well as a placement SAE. I grew up on a small cattle ranch, about 30 head of cattle. And then as far as placement goes, I worked at a agricultural feed company in Owosso in a very suburban area. So that was a really cool aspect of my SAE, getting to work one-on-one with many farmers and ranchers outside of Owosso that understood agriculture, but also those that the people that would come in there wanting to know more about the products they were buying, whether it was for livestock or possibly even their dogs and cats.
You know, when we think about your involvement with the FFA, you obviously you haven't held the top leadership jobs that some of the other candidates, as you've alluded to. What advantage? You've kind of indicated to me that may actually be an advantage.
It is an advantage. Most national officer candidates go from serving as their local FFA president onto a state officer onto national office. Well, my FFA career took the dirt road. Highest I ever got was chapter vice president at Owosso. I never served as a state officer, and now I have such a great opportunity to possibly represent Oklahoma as a national FFA officer, and that is an incredible opportunity. And what I have learned during my year off from wearing the blue and gold jacket is that when you gain a greater respect for the organization, the people behind the scenes and what they do, it's phenomenal at what you're able to learn and what you're able to apply to your life. And that is such a cool thing to be able to bring to a national FFA officer team, a perspective that many of them aren't ever going to see. And hopefully that would allow our team to be more diverse and that my story of, you know, failure can lead to success at the end of the road. And that's just something I could pass along to FFA members.
When you think about FFA, you mentioned the dirt road type approach. Mm-hmm. What do you feel FFA has really done for you to get you ready for life?
FFA is one of those organizations that I didn't know a lot of growing up. When I talk to people, I kind of say that I was born in a town of 300,000 people, went to high school in a town of 30,000, and I reside in a town of 3,000 people. And so FFA has allowed me to see every perspective of agriculture in Oklahoma. And this organization has taught me that persistence and a little bit of dedication to what you're doing is ultimately going to lead you down a path of success, whether it has lots of potholes in it or it's one of the super highways, very smooth, that what you learn in an organization that is focused around youth and focused around leadership, and whether it has your life has anything to do with agriculture or not, when you go out into the workforce, when you go to college, when you go starting a family, you're going to have all these different parts of you that are so improved by this organization, and that ultimately by the time you pass away in life, you're going to be able to know that your life was full of happiness and joy because of something you experienced as a high school student.
When we think about this national competition, in other words, you're really competing against other men and ladies that all want to be one of those six national officers, obviously. What's been the key in your mind to get ready for this kind of this gauntlet that you run starting Sunday?
Well, in order to be able to serve as a national officer, you really have to have a wide range of knowledge from agricultural topics in your local state and on the national level, but also agricultural education, the programs that are offered, as well as FFA, obviously. And from the time I was nominated in July to this point in October, it just seems like it's been every day just searching on the web, looking for new things that are popping up in agriculture, or sitting down with an interview with an ag teacher that's been in the profession for 30 years just to get a little bit more knowledge about what his job is like. And then on the flip side, talking to a brand new student teacher coming out of Oklahoma State and what they're going to expect as a future ag teacher. It's just been, you know, hopping all around the nation as well. I've spent some time in Chicago, Denver. I've spent time in South Dakota and Wyoming, just working with different individuals around the state who have helped train national FFA officers and also are able to offer their insight into what they think, how a national officer is able to get elected. And so it's just been a gauntlet of going through information, talking to people, and just hopefully being able to grow as an individual, no matter how the actual nominations go.
Not to make it trite, but you know, the Miss America people, they usually have some sort of a campaign or theme or what this type of thing. If I'm Miss America, I'm going to, you know, spotlight hunger or whatever it may be. If you were one of the national officers, obviously you want to be a part of the team, but what would you really want to be doing and trying to accomplish as an officer?
The average student that I've heard a statistic recently that the average FFA member during their lifetime will spend about 5 seconds with a national FFA officer. And when I think about my career as an FFA member, I never won grand champion at any big show. And I know how many times I was so disappointed and would go back to the stalls where my cattle were kept and, you know, just wonder, why am I not succeeding? And I've seen lots of FFA members who have felt that times when they are wondering what's going on in their lives. And I've experienced that as well. I can relate with FFA members. And as a national officer, I want to be able to be there for those people, not just the ones that are successful getting on stage at national convention or at their local state associations, but really be able to go sit down with those people that maybe aren't in the spotlight and just realize that what they are doing is still making an impact, and that what their advisors, what this organization is doing, that they're still going to be able to succeed, and that I'm a living proof of that. And I just hope that maybe my life serves as a model to what they're going to be able to look forward to, and hopefully, you know, be able to keep their head up and keep pushing on.
Okay. Best of luck to you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Oklahoma's national officer candidate, Stephen Tillinghouse. He's from the Owosso FFA chapter, and he goes into competition on Sunday morning. We'll know by Tuesday night if he makes into the final round of making the national officer team for 2011-2012. On the Oklahoma Farm Report for the Blue Green Gazette, I'm Ron Hayes.